Well, good evening, everyone. Hope you are all doing well. Today's topic is battling loneliness. So next time, if there is any question, you can remember that. Battling loneliness. Harvard Magazine, it has come up with an article mentioning that this pandemic, it's called the loneliness pandemic. The loneliness pandemic. Loneliness is a state of mind linked to wanting human interaction, human contact, but feeling alone. People can be alone and not feel lonely, or they can have contact with people and still experience feelings of isolation. And there are some facts of loneliness. Like that, when I was going through the web and Wikipedia and all these things, I thought there is a better way to learn about this loneliness. There is a better way to combat this loneliness. And here we go from John chapter 15. John, it's chapter 16, pardon me. John chapter 16, verse 25, I will read it for you as a main text for this evening. Battling loneliness. John 16, verse 25. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. And now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, "Ah, now we are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed it has come. When you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Let's look to the Lord for blessings. Dear loving Father, we come to your presence as a family, as a chapel, as your people, blood bought. This evening, open your word, speak to us, Lord, to our hearts, to our needs. Lord, we pray that thou might see the beauty of the scripture, the application, the competency of your word in our lives, O Lord. Help us open this grand word to us, O Lord. Feed us with your word. Speak to us. That is sufficient, O Lord. We look up, we look unto you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So we can learn far better than elsewhere. We can learn far better from the scripture about these topics of battling various things that we have been or we will be discussing. Today, in this battling loneliness, I have very interesting things for all of you. It's a scriptural walkthrough. It's going through the scripture. What does it talk about loneliness? How it addresses? What is the solution for the loneliness? from the very word. When we look at this particular context, Jesus Christ, in his last hours, he was about to take off. And to the disciples, he's mentioning these things. He's mentioning, I have said these things to you in figures of speech. So far, Jesus was talking to them in comparison, figures of speech. Okay. How do we understand these figures of speech? You all know, for your understanding, Spider-Man, right? You all know Iron Man. So what do they represent? Spider-Man, a shy person, he represents a character. When it comes to Iron Man, brash, straightforward, he represents another character. See, how we learn in our lives, the lessons, is through the figures. So in our technology world, we talk about when we are speaking over the phone or the laptop, communication is happening, say, from here to Peck, he's able to hear us. Okay. So what I'm speaking, it is going as a packet, we say. Oh, what is a packet? Is it like a real packet? But it's a figure of speech. We try to explain things. And Jesus Christ has taken a lot of effort to explain who God and explain what is the meaning of new birth. So many examples, parables he has taken. And now he's mentioning to his disciples, I have said all these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. So far about the Father, who is the Father? How God been communicating to us as a Father? So he took a lot of pain to explain. And here he's mentioning, I'm not going to talk in terms of figures of speech, but directly. Okay. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. And as he was mentioning these things, look at this verse. This is the key verse for us this evening. Verse 32. Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come. When you will be scattered. Okay. Each to his own home. And look at this. And will leave me alone. What they will do? They have been with Jesus for past 3 years, 3.5 years. And here, they are going to leave him alone. A physical separation, physical loneliness. Speaking of loneliness, what is the loneliness? It is a physical loneliness to start with. When you don't have anyone to communicate, when you're cut off from people, physically, you're alone. That's where the loneliness. And here we see, you will leave me alone, yet I am not alone. So they are going to leave him physically, and afterwards, after physical, social loneliness is coming. Not only physically they are leaving him completely disowning. Social loneliness. And the next word, yet I am not alone, Father, for the Father is with me. This is the spiritual loneliness. If Father is not with me, that's the real loneliness. Physical loneliness, social loneliness, and a spiritual loneliness. As human beings, these are the things we battle with. These are the things. So from the scripture, as a walkthrough, as a big picture, how we can learn this? You all know some of the very good examples. David and Saul, David's life. 1 Samuel, it's completely David, 2 Samuel also. It's very interesting for me. During my Christian life, I bought one Bible back in India. That Bible has two books. Total, we have 66 books, right? That Bible has 68 books. Very interesting, right? 68 books. First book, Genesis, it was printed 2 times. And you know, second book, what is that? 1 Samuel, printed 2 times. And it was, then our senior brothers used to tell, I think you have to focus more on Genesis and Samuel. That's why God has a sort of saying, right? So looking at 1 Samuel, David's life, okay, you all know about David. David, how he conquered Goliath. Okay. In that context, we see, and the woman sang to one another when David got victory. And as they celebrated, woman as they sang and celebrated, they mentioned one thing. Saul has struck down his thousands and David his 10,000s. Immediately, Saul started having the bad eyes on David. The jealousy started. So many things happened. And we see how David was escaping from him. How Saul was continuously trying to attack him. And we see in Psalm 142, it's written, look to the right and see, there is none who takes notice of me. David, he was writing, there was none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. Psalm 142. No one cares for my soul. That's the loneliness. Physically, socially, he was completely alienated. And Psalm 25, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. So looking at this loneliness, how God's people, they have gone through. And Psalm 102, it says, I lie awake, I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. There are times in our lives, lonely sparrow on the housetop, like separated. That's about Samuel. Then shall we go to Genesis? In Genesis, let's take Genesis chapter 2. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to walk it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat it. For in the day that you eat, you shall surely die. Then the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. So, as I was mentioning, scripture has a very competent explanation and also the solution. Why do we feel lonely? What is the human his heart, okay, the entire humanness, right? Why do we feel lonely? So back in India, as I learned, right, there is one great man of God. He comes from a village background. Okay. So they don't have much scriptural, they don't know English also. They don't have books to read. So as that great man of God, a humble man, as he was going through the scripture, he understood God as a triune God. No one has mentioned to him, or no one then went and explained all these things. But as the scripture, as I was reading from Genesis to Revelation, he understood, he had seen God as a triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. I'm going to give few demonstrations. He used to keep chairs like that, and he used to spend time in his prayer. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So here, when God made everything, then God said, let us make man in our image. What God said, let us make man in our image. After our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man, way how he created, in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. So when we look at God, as we sing that song, holy, 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 God in three persons. There is a community within God. There is a community within. And here we see God made us in his own image. So I requested Brother Anil, I think, not sure he might out. I want to give a demonstrations, right? It's very, so this is, please come, brother. This is Anil, right? Please. I already mentioned, sister, you should also come. Okay. See, this is Ruba, right? And we have one more, Aaron. So this is, families are a family. This is a family, one unit, but three people, isn't it? So when God created, let's say, when he was thinking about Anil, what he thought? It's not good for him to be. He's not alone. He's made to be with another person. That's the image of God we have. We cannot be alone. We are made to be a community. It started, he brought Eve. That's not the end, right? Afterwards, he brought another person. See, these are the family units that we see God's picture in the family. That's where when they both are joined, no one can separate us. They're one. That's the unit that he's thinking about. And another person can also come here. See, this is a community, and God being triune God, he's a triune God, and we are, as a community, God has, in his image, he created us. Thank you very much. Thank you. So what does this say? That we are made to be with each other. We are not made to be alone.
See, that's why communities play a major role in social societies. And amazingly, we'll come to that. I don't want to rush. And we see here, when God made them and they disobeyed, Adam and Eve disobeyed. And did God leave them? What he mentioned in Genesis chapter 3, and they means Adam and Eve, they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves. What happened? Hid. So whenever sin entered, hiding started. Hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. It's not only that they're made for each other as a community, but they're made to have relationship with God. Spiritual connection with God. And we see here, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden, but the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" This word, "but the Lord," he called. The first call of God to humanity is, "Where are you, Adam? I'm longing for you." See, that's where, as God is a triune being, he longs for the relationships between how they're communicating, God the Father, God the Son, how they're loving each other. And the same thing in our life, we need to emulate. If you don't have that, that's the recipe for loneliness. And there are several verses. It says, God thinking about us in Psalm 40:17, "As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them." So we have a physical loneliness, social loneliness, and a spiritual loneliness. But we see from the scripture, God has a remedy and solution for that. Now coming back to John, we have read from chapter 15, verse 32. Jesus was mentioning to them, "The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered each to his own home, and you will leave me alone." Right? "You will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me." Now the solution for the loneliness we see in chapter 33, verse 33. "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace." If anyone is struggling with loneliness, the solution is to have peace. And this peace, look at this peace. "In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And this peace is, it's my peace. I am giving my peace. That's what Jesus, it's Jesus, the peace that will really battle. It can combat our loneliness. The peace with God. Peace with people and peace with God. Primarily, peace with God. And now, let's look at chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. We read that verse. Chapter 5, verse 1. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God." So our loneliness, as we are talking about physical loneliness, social loneliness, but it is more of a spiritual issue. So we have to come from there. Once we handle or address our spiritual loneliness, then the remaining things fall in place. And we see here in Romans chapter 5 verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, what we have? We have peace with God. See, God's call to Adam, where are you, Adam? He's calling us through Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So as a chapel or in the future, if you hear this message, let's pause here. Do we have that peace with God? Do we have that peace? How we can get it is by trusting in Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have been justified by faith, by putting our faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the starting point. And let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. So in this context, right, these are all, they fall in place. Okay. Verse 11. I will read it for you. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ. Talk of loneliness. Separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth. Another word for separation or loneliness. Alienated completely. And strangers. See, this was the situation, most of us. Okay. All of us, in fact. Strangers to the covenants of promise. Having no hope and without God in the world. That's the loneliness. As I was going through these articles on the internet, they're so academic and they're not really addressing the human issue. They're not pointing at what is the issue there. But the scripture, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. What a wonderful scripture we have. It says here, we were having no hope and without God in the world. Verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace. So this evening, if you have this peace with God, you are a blessed man. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in the flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. Speaking of loneliness, hostile. God wants to bring both Jews and Gentiles as one entity, one unit, right? And we see here how it was possible by bringing peace through Jesus Christ. And further we see, and he came and preached again, peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. See, going back to the Father, our Creator. So then, you are no longer strangers. No longer alone. No longer lonely. You are no longer strangers and aliens. But you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him
you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. See, God establishing church, local churches, is to remove that loneliness. See, His design, His wisdom, so simple but so profound. Having 2-3 people, where 2-3 are gathered, I am there in the midst of them. How many seminars or how many articles, how much has been written in the world, especially in the psychology, the world of psychology, really not touching the root cause, the very sin issue or the distance between God. Okay. Not addressing that. So many things the world teaches. But we see here the word of God. It really helps us to really anchor ourselves in this relationship with God. And we have seen, we looked at David's life, how he faced loneliness, and we went back to Genesis. In the New Testament, there is one person who had gone through this loneliness. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's look at this type of loneliness. Verse 24. Paul himself, he writes this. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers. In toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Look about his loneliness. In the ministry, being alone, I think it is a very important aspect. When you stand for the Lord, being alone, feeling lonely. But we see here a great example. And with all these things, Paul's focus, it's amazing, verse 28. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. He's no more thinking about his loneliness. When we think about people, when we think about God and his responsibility on us, that's where we will not feel lonely. When we take up that mantle. You remember that word? Come to me, all who are heavy laden. I will give you rest. And he says, take my yoke upon you. When we take his yoke, that's where the loneliness disappears. We really hit what is the glory God has given to us as human beings. His image. Our eyes will be opened when we serve others, when we love others, when we go that extra mile. Many times we think we are serving others, but once you serve, it comes back in a great blessing. The peace with God, that's the solution for the loneliness of humanity. So this evening, it's a check for all of us. Where are we in our life, in the journey of our life? Do we have peace with God? do you have peace with God? As God called Adam, where are you? It's a call for us, where we are in our journey. In our spiritual life, in the days of loneliness, to whom we are looking at. Yes, there will be days where we'll be lonely, alone, facing loneliness. But look at our Lord Jesus Christ, the word there. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. That's the root of the issue. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual issue. The loneliness is a spiritual issue. And we have our Heavenly Father. As Jesus mentioned, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. My peace I give unto you. So I pray that this year, as individuals, as families, may the Lord fill us with this peace, driving away this loneliness and being productive in God's kingdom, being available. May the Lord bless us and guide us. Let's thank the Lord. Let's pray. Dear loving Father, what a privilege as we look unto you. Thank you, Lord. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So, Lord, we'll pray that guide us. Thank you for the peace in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as an assembly. Thank you for these wonderful opportunities, great opportunities to look at these issues. What are the issues that we battle every day? Lord, thank you, Lord, for this, and continue to strengthen us, guide us as a chapel, lead us, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.